So are you thinking of something neutral, like silver, or a cooler tone, like dark slate? I mean, both would work, but if the client wants the smell to be mystical, then
We have to, we need to choose whether the backdrop will be busy, but in a way that doesn't divert the attention from the model. Hey babe, what are you still doing up? Oh, like the Claret Noir campaign. Yeah, I think it works there because the theme they were going for was like a night allure in an urban city, so it fit well. Yeah, give me one second, okay? You don't have to wait up for me. You can go to sleep. I'll eat in a bit and then join you after, okay? Yeah, I'm back. So, if you want to do something like Claret Noir, then we'll need to think of a good location like one of the London gardens. Well, for another shoot I did, I was looking at natural places with old architecture. And I remember really liking the pergola in Hampstead Heath. Yeah, we could do a recce tomorrow and check it out. I've rescheduled some of my appointments around this project, and I think the weather is okay. I could check. Yeah, it's free, so we don't have to worry about that. I know they accept filming and photography, but I can take some pictures for reference. Well, if you compare it looks a little like the Wicked Aegis Spring Collection, but I think the Pergola is a way better location. What's up? Am I being too loud? You look annoyed for some reason. What's wrong? It's a work call. We just needed to finish up some things. But I'll get off the phone now if you want. So, are you annoyed that I'm still working, or what? Your face says it all, and I won't be able to focus if I don't know what's wrong. No, I didn't mean you know what? Just hold on. Hey, you know what? It's pretty late, so I'm going to go to bed. Yeah, we can meet outside the station at about 9. All right, I'll see you then. Sure, you can bring that if you want. Okay, good night. So, want to tell me what's wrong, or am I supposed to guess? You got up before me today and you're still awake. Is it because you're tired? Why did you wait for me to come home? Is that why you opened the door? Were you watching by the window or something? Look, I'm sorry, okay? I know I normally text you if I'm coming home late, but today was just so hectic. I didn't have any time to even think about anything else because we had a call with the client and we were doing so much concept work and drawing up references and comparing newer campaigns so our ideas didn't clash, and it was just, yeah, it was just a lot. We're still in pre-production, which is always the longest part, but the client, Vensimia, want this to be their biggest campaign yet, and it's a lot of pressure because now the way we plan has to include so much more. Well, more than before, anyway. Yeah, they're launching a new set of unisex fragrances, so we have to appeal to everyone. And that's always the hardest type of shoot to plan because it's hard to make specific boundaries for the product, so we're always going round and round in circles, looking at it this way and that way, and it's a lot. I like it, but it's a lot. It's a huge collaboration already. Because they want something extravagant but muted at the same time, which I think is hard to do, it'll be way more than me, the assistant, and the gaffer. I mean, depending on what we go with, I'll be dealing with set designers, costume, makeup, and a cinematographer who I still think is being decided. The client has made it a point to hire just freelancers for whatever reason, but they do things in weird ways, and I'm not really complaining. Yeah, the person I was just talking to is the art director, so she's basically in charge of the visual concept of the project and how it's going to look. It's the first time I've worked with her, but she's very good at what she does. I mean, she showed me her portfolio a couple of weeks ago, and I'm honestly surprised I haven't heard of her until now. Well, I've been talking to her ever since I was hired for this. We need to talk to, you know, get the job done. What we do, we don't only work on weekdays. Of course, I'm gonna talk to her when she calls because I'm the DP and I need to hear out her ideas if she's had any. Anything we see on an everyday basis could be inspiration, so if it helps with us brainstorming and getting an idea down on paper, then that's what we need to do. I always am, because this is a campaign we're doing. It's not one shoot, it's several with different requirements for each. When she comes to the studio, that's all we do, the campaign. And on a lot of days, I don't even look at the time because we're working so much. Like, I put my head down and when I check the time, 5 hours have gone by. Yeah, it's easier for her to come to the studio because it's closer for the both of us. We do the location scouting and all that, and then send what we've done to everyone else so they're included in the process. What's you talking about? I know, and I've said I'm sorry. I should text you more throughout the day, especially when I'm coming back later than usual, alright? Babe, I already told you I have to go out with her. Don't twist my words, you know what I mean. Wait, is that what you really think is going on? You're kidding, right? You really think something's going on between us? Wow. I'm speechless, actually. No, not because I have nothing to say. It's because I don't know where to start. No, okay? No, I don't like her that way. I can't believe you'd even think that I would. Like, I might be working more than usual and I might not text you as often because of it, but for you to think that I'm interested in her is... It's incredible that out of all the possibilities, that's the one you believe. What do you mean? There was nothing else. There's trust. Something you clearly don't have for me. You don't trust me, do you? No, because if you did, that wouldn't have even been a thought to you. Work, yes. Meetings, yes. But cheating, you really think I'm capable of that? And doing that to you? Yes, I talk to her every day. I'm supposed to. She's the bloody art director. I've told you that if this project goes well, it could change my career forever. This is it. The job I've been waiting for. The one I've been building for years. All my skills and everything I've learned boils down to what I'm doing right now. I'm almost there, and to have this client reach out to me, I am not going to treat this like my usual projects. So yes, I'm at work for much longer. Yes, I forget to text you. Yes, I'm eager to meet with my colleagues who are just as passionate about this as I am, because a lot of them think the same as me. They think that this is their big break into the industry. I don't forget you. How could I? Look, I know we haven't been spending as much time together as we used to. The shoots that I did before were one-day things and something that I could plan at home and have enough time to indulge in whatever you wanted. The schedules and the deadlines are much more lenient when the clients are just people, not companies. I know my work ethic, so I make sure to give myself enough leeway where I can do my work and take breaks knowing I'll get everything done in time. I'm not taking you for granted. That's the last thing I want you to think I'm doing. You help me unwind when work gets stressful. You know, when I'm back after a long day, all I want to do is cuddle up with you because the amount of serotonin I get from just being around you is crazy. And if it wasn't for you these past couple of weeks, I would have gone mad. I look forward to coming home, sliding into bed, and pulling you into me. Because that's when I forget about everything. I get that I should make more of an effort, and I get that I've been absorbed in my work, and I'm sorry for not being as attentive as I used to be, okay? But even if I'm not, how could you think I actually have feelings for someone else? So you didn't consider that I was just working? It's different this time because of my client. That's it. That's all there is to it. How can you be like this with someone I've just met? You weren't like that when you first met my assistant. You did what? You seriously went through my things to find her name and look her up? And? What did you find? So you think I'm cheating on the basis that she's pretty? You're trapping me with that question. But I'll answer it anyway because I think this whole thing is stupid. Yes, Natalie's pretty. Objectively pretty, okay? And so are all the other models that I meet and take pictures of almost every day. And you didn't have a problem with them. Are you listening in on my conversations too? Like, what is happening here? You're right, she's accomplished. She has many clients under her belt for being a freelancer. She's opinionated and she has a good personality. She's a nice woman. But I don't see how that would make you think I choose her over you. Oh. No, I remember you telling me that your last partner cheated on you.
I understand that, but do you really think I would hurt you like that asshole? All they ever cared about was themselves, and they made sure to show you. Even at the end, when they wanted you to take them back, you told me that they only came up with excuses and victimized themselves to make you feel guilty. Have I ever done that? Then why think that I'd do that to you? Make me understand, please.
Having had someone like that in the past, I can see why your trust for someone is so delicate, I guess. And I can't ask you to have complete trust in me when some idiot has broken it before. I understand that. It's easier to think of the worst case scenario when it's already happened to you. But it still hurts me, knowing that you think I'm capable of doing something like that. Hey, I tell you, I love you, that you're only mine, that I don't want anyone else, because you are more than enough for me, and there are times where I think I don't even deserve you. Or I think about how I managed to find someone like you. Yes, the early mornings and the late nights are different because of work, but that doesn't mean I love you any less. If anything, I want you more because I'm taking more time away from you. I know you're not used to it, but things like this are gonna happen. If my career gets better, there'll be days where I'll be working non-stop and there'll be days where I'm sat at home annoying you. But when I'm not here as often, it doesn't mean I'm doing something as disgusting as cheating. You know how passionate I am about what I do.
how much time and money I've invested into it. A huge part of this business is connections, which means meeting new people and getting to know them. Maybe doing things outside of work so I can maintain that and have a friendship, or at the very least, a strong acquaintance. But that shouldn't be grounds for accusations like this. It might have been worrying when I was working more. But it's not like I'm aiming for you to feel alone or unwanted. The least I knew I had to do was ask how your day was, how you'd been in general, and give you as many kisses as I could. Because I knew I'd fall asleep relatively quickly, and I don't want to be the type of person who comes in and goes straight to sleep without talking to you. I'm not perfectly fine with this. You thought I was okay with it? I hate when I have to stay even an hour or two later. And with this project, most of my free time is going towards it. I want to be with you just as much. I do try! Not hard enough. Really, you're really going there. Okay, so what exactly should I have done to make you think I wasn't cheating, Other than giving you more attention and spending less time with Natalie. No, you wanted this conversation, so let's have it. Tell me. You were practically screaming with your eyes for me to get off the phone earlier, so now I'm off. Well, I have to like talking to her. We're working together. So what if we have a lot in common? I mean, of course I'm going to have conversations with her that I can't with you because she's in the same field as me. But that goes for anyone. Photography, I can talk someone's ear off. But with something like, I don't know, audiobooks, I wouldn't know where to start. I know you have paranoia about someone breaking your trust, but don't put that on me. I do get it. I know what it feels like to have someone lie straight to your face. I know the feeling when you have a suspicion that someone's cheating and you turn out being right, okay? I didn't tell you because he isn't worth thinking about. So I know the pain of trusting someone to the point of being blinded by your own feelings and have them throw it away like it meant nothing. And I would never do that to anyone else. No one. People are capable of all sorts of things. And when it comes to you, I really thought that you wouldn't betray me. It's scary trusting someone again, but I didn't need to convince myself much when I confessed to you. Sometimes I would get anxious. Whenever you said you were going out with Lewis, I wanted you to stay home, but I bit back my tongue. Because I have no right to control who you can and can't hang out with. Sure, I might not like it, but not for the reasons you think. I don't want them pursuing you because it's difficult not to catch feelings for you. But I don't question you going out because I trust you that much. I don't think you'd hurt me like that. And maybe that's just me being naive, but it's the truth. Yeah, saying what you did hurt me. Because how in the world could you think I would do that? Think about if I stayed up all night waiting for you to come home after you went out with Lewis. And then as soon as you came back, I accused you of cheating. All the times you phone each other and you laugh, that's more evidence. When you simplify what you did for the day and not give any details, that's you hiding information. And then when you buy each other presents, there's more to it than just friendship. Like, do you see how ridiculous it sounds? Yes, I notice it all. I don't say anything about it because I don't see the point. I'd only look way too controlling and insecure. You have good friends, and I'm so happy that you do. And I can't bring myself to add my anxiety to everything because that will wreck us.
I don't know if it's because of what happened in the past that I have a nagging feeling about certain things, so I just say nothing. I can tell when it's just in my head, and it doesn't really make it easier to deal with, but at least I know that what I'm thinking of is just a doubt that was made because of something before, and it has nothing to do with you. I never wanted to bother you with it because to me it's something I have to get straight, you know? It's my mind being shitty and making up stupid reasons to feel more scared of losing you. You want me to be honest, right now? Okay. The truth is that I'm stumped. I tell you how much I love you all the time. I try my best to make sure that you don't feel alone or feel that I'm not giving you what you need. You're the love of my life. So to hear that you think I could be with someone else behind your back, just... it's fucking painful. And not only that, but to think that I'm also brazen enough to talk to them around you. Like, what? I can't even imagine being with someone else. And yet, I come back home after a long day and you're waiting to confront me about cheating with a colleague. No. Wait. You said you want me to talk, so let me finish. I know that I have been a little distant. I know that once I start working, I'm like a bull and I don't see how much time has gone past until I look. It's something I've been trying to work on for years because that's the reason he cheated on me. He said he'd forgotten me because I was so focused on my assignments, even though I told him that I needed more time to complete it, but that's not important right now. That's why whenever I come home, I make sure to kiss you, to ask how you are, to stay by your side when I'm completely finished, because I don't want you to think you need someone else to feel wanted. But now I'm realizing that maybe I should have reassured you more. I don't want you to guess with me. I want you to know, to look me in the eye and see that I'm not thinking of someone else or hiding something that'll hurt you. You're more vocal with what's on your mind, and that's good for me because it's less things for me to assume, so I'll work harder to open up, I guess. Okay, if I'm going to be open right now, then I never thought that we'd get to a point where you'd accuse me of cheating. I don't know if I give you signs that I was, or I just don't know anymore. No, I'm not! Are you? Okay then, so it's settled, yes? I'll heat up dinner. You go to sleep. I'm not angry with you, I just need to process for a bit, alright? And I haven't eaten much today, so maybe a meal will help. Look, I'll be in a bit. I can tell you're fighting sleep, so go to bed, okay? Good night. I love you too.